This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. Feel the trickle in your clothes. Blow the dust cake from your nose. Hear the tractor's steady roar. Oh, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And it figures that the rain keeps its own sweet time. You can watch it come for miles, but you guess you got a while. So ease the throttle out ahead. Every rod's a gain, and there's victory in every quarter mile. Poor old Cusick down the road, the heartache, hail, and hoppers brought him down. He gave it up and went to town. And Emmett Pierce the other day took a heart attack and died at 42. You could see it coming on, 'cause he worked as hard as you. In an hour, maybe more, you'll be wet clear through. The air is cooler now. Pull your hat brim further down, then watch the field behind the plow. Turn to straight dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground. And if the harvest's any good, the money just might cover all the loans. Well, you mortgaged all you own. Buy the kids a winter coat. Take your wife back east for Christmas if you can. All summer she hangs on when you're so tied to the land. For the good times come and go, but at least there's rain. So this won't be barren ground when September rolls around. And watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground. Watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. Put another season's promise in the ground.
Chris Pahud with a Stan Rogers tune, Field Behind the Plow. I love that line, another season's promise in the ground. Boy, what back-breaking work relying on the land is. And it was so nicely reflected in that song.
Well, he had a genius for observing human nature, I think, and was able to write about people who had occupations that really he didn't have, but he was a great observer, wonderful observer.
Well, I think I would starve if I had to do it all myself, if I had to live off the land. I kind of noticed today when I was digging in the dirt, I had to get my garlic in before the season got too cold.
Yeah. No, it was, and we've had, and it's been wet too as well. So Yeah, I know people were working with rakes and leaves today, but they were pretty soggy.
What a glorious day it was to get things done. Now, you have some beautiful pictures on your Facebook page of some color that you were able to capture
in your neck
Kate. Of the woods.
Yeah, well, I came up early yesterday to spend the evening with old childhood friends who moved to Wolfboro about 3 years ago, and John and Paul and Macy, I've been friends with Paul since I was 4 years old, and we just had a lovely evening. A neighbor came over, a local New Hampshireite, Hans Hess, I think, and he had a beautiful old Gibson Hummingbird guitar, and so we played a few songs last night, and then Paul and I went around Tuftonboro, and then over to Lake Winnipesaukee, where they had a cottage for the summertime, and it was great memories and just a beautiful day. The lake was high, and whitecaps too as well. It was really wild.
Chris Payhood, the first time I actually got to see you in concert was when you were performing over at the New Bedford Folk Festival, and it was one of those singers in the round kind of things with Garnet Rogers and, John Doyle was on the stage with you, John Gorka. Mm. And I noticed that Garnet Rogers had a piece of your album, Red Sky and Morning. He was on that. How was that connection with you and Garnet?
Yeah, the connection actually goes back a ways. I opened for him when I had another buddy playing bass with me named Phil Kissinger, and we were in Natick Center for the Arts, when they just had a storefront. And I opened for him in the middle of a raging blizzard, actually. I think I did a Fred Neil song, and after our opening set was done, Garnet came up to me and he said, "Wow, Fred Neil." He said, my brother and I listened to a lot of Fred Neil growing up. He said, "You don't happen to have any of his recordings then?" Because they were out of print. They were almost impossible to get. And then at the break, he came to me and he said, "So you want to create a little chaos on stage?" And I told him it was a goal. I actually wrote this goal down to one day sing a song with Garnet Rogers. And without skipping a beat, he just looked at me and he said, "Well, you'll have to aim higher next time." So, yeah, it's been a wonderful friendship. And, he's just such a good guy. Yeah.
Let's talk about the album. It was 2009, I think, is when Red Sky and Morning came out. Is that correct? And is that any reference to the novel?
Well, I just thought of it. I walk the beach every morning with my another good childhood friend. We've been doing it for over 30 years. And we both live in Quincy. We have for a long time now. And so it's the old, sailors, Red Sky and Morning, Sailor Take Warning. And a lot of times we would see fleeting, incredible sunrises that may only last for a few seconds, maybe a few minutes, and they would just be astounding, and often red skies too. Mm-hmm. This time of year actually is often really good for sunrises, just phenomenal, yeah.
Chris Payhood is our guest in the studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Chris, how about another tune?
Sure, yeah, actually... I was just mentioning Fred Neil, who was somebody I loved to listen to when I was in high school. I grew up, I guess you would say, I grew up in the 60s. I was born the end of 1950. And this is a Fred Neil song called "The Dolphins." This world may never change the way it's been, and all the ways of war can't change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphin in the sea.
Sometimes I wonder, did you ever think of me? I ain't gonna tell this world how to get along. I only know that peace will come when all hate is gone. I've been searching for the dolphin in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? Sometimes I think about Saturday's child and all about the times when we were running wild. I've been searching for the dolphin in the sea. Sometimes I wonder, this world may never change the way it's been, and all ways of war can't change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphin in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, think of me.
That's Chris Payhood here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, doing a Fred Neil tune called The Dolphins. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get to know Chris Payhood just a little bit better right here on the Folk Show.
There are so many little bites of news you get throughout your day. All Things Considered fills in the gaps between the day's most important stories so you get the what's.
In the last midterm election, only about 20% of voters under age 30 showed up at the polls.
And the whys.
Analysts say young people tend to move around a lot, and so they often feel less invested in local elections.
Hear the bigger picture on All Things Considered every afternoon from NPR News.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Dartmouth Hitchcock, rated number one hospital in New Hampshire by U.S. News & World Report, striving to get patients back to life's important moments. DartmouthHitchcock.org. I'm Kate McNally, and this is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Our guest in the studio is Chris Payhood. Chris is actually living in the Quincy area and is kind of from Needham, Massachusetts.
Correct.
Now, you had a kind of a late start in being a folk musician, didn't you, kind of?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was actually, I'd always played in high school, and I had a folk band called the Town Dump, and we used to get out, play nursing homes and stuff. We would be allowed to leave school early and stuff like that, so it was a lot of fun. And then later, I wound up just playing Sunday nights with friends a lot. It was sort of like being in a club. And we would so we played for years and years and years. And then when I was about 45, I thought, geez, I'd like to see if I could actually perform in public again. And I'd hate to get to be in my mid-60s and wonder what if, you know. So I took my guitar case and some Imodium and started going to open mics. And it took me about a year to finally lose the Imodium. As a matter of fact, I just cleaned some out of my guitar case a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it just really was wonderful. And at that time, I was also a trainer at work, and what I didn't realize was that by playing at open mics, I actually found I became more comfortable also speaking in front of people in general. So it was really one – it turned out better than I could have possibly imagined.
You spent a lot of time in the background of the folk scene. Tell me a little bit about your involvement. I know that you said you were a volunteer at WUMB and you helped out with some of the festivals that are that have been happening in the Northeast. So a little bit of detail from your resume.
Sure. Yeah, thanks. No, I worked at UMass Boston, and I came on right about the time WUMB was getting up and running. They broadcast as far as the McCormick Cafeteria. And so I became a volunteer, you know, way back when. And as well as within my department, I also ran a number of facilities, auditoriums, and things like that, which were very useful for concerts. And I just loved the music. I mean, it was the kind of music I enjoyed playing. So with my office, I mean, at one point my office was right next door to the station. It just became a natural thing. And honestly, I'm not sure I would have worked at the university as long as I did if it hadn't been for the fact that that station was there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, festivals and things like that too.
Just a sample of some of your festival work.
Well, the Boston Folk Festival, I worked every one of those in various capacities, stage hosting, assistant technical director, and performer. And matter of fact, Phil Kissinger and I often would play on the boat, the harbor cruises, and sometimes with a drummer from Boston named Joe Donnelly, fabulous drummer. So, yeah, we would work and play. And from there, I think the second festival we did, I met the Korolenkos, who book and for a long time did everything for the New Bedford Folk Festival. And that turned into just a wonderful relationship as well. So I started off hosting and then often now I perform and host, share the stage hosting duties with Art Tebbets. And yeah, it's...
We have a lot of listeners that attend the New Bedford Folk Festival, so I'm sure you're going to be kind of wetting their palate a little bit so that, you know, they're thinking, boy, I wish it was festival time again.
Oh, yeah. It is my favorite summer festival, no yeah. question about it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's alive and well. It's happening again, I think, the 6th and 7th of this next July.
Chris, can you play another tune?
Sure. Let's see. I'm in a drop D. You know what? I'll do. As a kid growing up, I was really drawn to the Canadian artists all along. And so this is sort of a, if I remember it correctly, I'm going out on a limb here. This is a Gordon Lightfoot song that I probably learned when I was about 16 years old. The way I feel is like a robin whose babes have flown to come no more. Like a tall oak tree alone and crying when the nest is bare and the birds have flown. Now a woman, Lord, is like a young bird, and the tall oak tree is a young man's heart. Among his boughs you'll find her nesting. When the nights are cool, she's warm and dry. Your
coat of green, it will protect her. Your love will grow, and her wings will too. Then all too soon, your mighty branches will cease to hold her. She'll fly from you. Will cease to hold her, she'll fly from you.
That's Chris Pahud playing a Gordon Lightfoot tune. The name of that?
That was The Way I Feel.
The Way I Feel, the name of that one from Chris here on The Folk Show. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll find out what Chris has been up to. This is NHPR.
Amanda from Barrington turned her Mini Cooper into Morning Edition.
I'm Rick Ganley with David Green and Steve Inske.
Vicky from Hudson turned her Audi into the news from Audi.
Published in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
And Greg from Dover turned his Porsche into laughs with Peter.
You actually found something more evil to do. I think that's great.
Before you trade in your vehicle, consider the value it'll bring to supporting your favorite programs on NHPR. Learn more at nhpr.org/cardonation.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Flying Monkey Performance Center, presenting a 60s retrospective with Jesse Colin Young of the Youngbloods on Thursday, November 8th. Tickets at flyingmonkeynh.com. Interesting thing about the Youngbloods, actually Chris Pahud included a tune that they recorded called Grizzly Bear on his Red Sky at Morning, Red Sky in Morning album. In addition, though, I noticed, Chris, you said that you are very fond of the Canadian singers, but you also really paid homage to some of our Southwestern songwriters, like David Olney and also Tom Russell, and also the author and the pen behind Pancho and Lefty, Towns Van Zandt, right?
Yes.
So what's the attraction for you in that Southwestern kind of route?
I think it's those guys, and actually David Olney's from Rhode Island originally.
Oh, I forgot Lucinda Williams.
And Lucinda Williams. Well, they're just something about their writing and their songs just grips me. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, they're such good poets, and the tunes too really work well. I mean, Pancho and Lefty actually I think is a lot deeper than just a cowboy and a bandito. I actually think Pancho and Lefty are one and the same person and dealing with addiction, and Pancho's got to go. But the dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth.
Okay.
So I think metaphors and those guys all knew each other as well. So,
So the David Olney tune that you recorded was Deeper Well, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And although I'm working on another one of his called Millionaire, and I don't know if I've got it down enough to do it justice. I did have it down until I was playing with Wall of Grass, Joe Donnelly's band actually, which is a wonderful conglomeration of folk and rock musicians from around Boston, Cambridge area. And Sandy Martin, who used to be with Girls Night Out, writes wonderful charts. And I'm not used to working with charts. But when you're working with 12 other musicians, somebody's got to start organizing. And Sandy is the ultimate organizer. And I realized when she wrote out the chart for David Olney's Millionaire, I was really doing a very different version. Mm-hmm. Not that that's bad, except that my version was bad. Okay. So I am in the process of following Sandy's chart.
Where are you playing mostly these days?
Let's see. I'll be in Needham on the Homegrown Coffee House stage on New Year's Eve with Tom Smith, who was in here just recently, Cheryl Peralt, who's a poet from Hopkinton, Steve Rapson, who will actually have his car packed and ready to go to Florida as soon as we get off the stage. And then I think the next month in January, I'm in Hopkinton at Cheryl's Wake Up and Smell the Poetry. Okay. I've got a gig opening for Garnet Rogers on the Homegrown Coffee House March 9th, I believe. Then I think in April I've got a little gig down at the Public Library in Plymouth, Mass. And then I'll be at New Bedford Folk Festival again in July. So,
any plans to do a new record?
I have. There have been plans. They're kind of on hold at the moment. As a matter of fact, I've pretty much sold out of Red Sky and Morning. So I'm now kind of like in a quandary about, do I press, you know, another run, or do I look at Bandcamp or some other way to sell them? Because I literally, I think I only have like half a dozen left. So essentially I've run out of them. So I do have to, I'm mulling that over.
Chris, can you play another tune for us?
Sure. Yeah, this is actually, let me grab my capo. This is a Tom Russell song, and it's my kid's favorite song, I think, that I do.
How many kids do you have?
I have two. They're adults now. And
any musicians?
No. Well, actually, yes, one played flute for a while, but then she gave it up. Mm-hmm. My parents were both classical musicians, so I grew up with music, live music in the house as a child. So, and they were very they were not stuffed shirts about music. So when, you know, I gravitated towards the guitar, my parents were very supportive, and long histories of music on both sides of the family. Yeah. So here's. Here's my kid's favorite Tom Russell song. He had a blue wing tattooed on his shoulder. Might have been a bluebird, I don't know. But he'd get stone drunk and talk about Alaska. Salmon boats and 45 below. He said he got this blue wing up in Walla Walla. And a cellmate there was little Willie John. Now Willie, he was once a great blues singer. Wing and Willie wrote him up a song. They sang "It's Dark in Here." Can't see the sky, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes and I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where the rain don't fall on a poor man's dream. They paroled Blue Wing in August 1963. He moved north picking apples to the town of Wenatchee. Then winter finally caught him in a run-down trailer park on the south side of Seattle, where the days grew gray and dark. And he drank and he dreamt a vision when the salmon still ran free, and his father's fathers crossed that wild old Bering Sea. And the land belonged to everyone. There were old songs yet to sing. Now he's narrowed down to a cheap hotel and a tattooed prison wing. Hey, it's dark in here. Can't see the sky, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes and I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds,
where the rain don't fall on a poor man's dream. Well, he drank his way to L.A. That's where he died. And no one knew his Christian name, and there was no one there to cry. But I dreamt there was a funeral, a preacher in a cheap pine box. And halfway through the sermon, old Blue Wing begins to talk. He said, "It's dark in here, can't see the sky. But I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes and I fly away beyond these walls up above the clouds where the rain don't fall on a poor man's dream. Hey, hey, on a poor man's dream. Hey, hey, on a poor man's dream."
That's Chris Pahood here on the Folk Show doing a Tom Russell tune, Blue Wing. I know that you had an interesting reaction to this tune by an audience in another country, didn't you?
Yes. The summer I was really fortunate enough, even though it meant I had to give up hosting at the New Bedford Folk Festival, a distant cousin of mine, Jean-Philippe Bill Bayou, which is the way my name is pronounced in Swiss French, booked me for a country and western festival in Écublens, Switzerland, French-speaking Switzerland. That's where we're from. I'm a dual national, even though I'm second-generation American-born. And as I was playing this song at about after midnight, I think, there was a country line dancing stage, and over in the line were the line dancers in gossamer dresses, just sashaying away beautifully to Blue Wing. It was unexpected, and really it was very touching.
Chris, you've been around the folk scene for a while now, and you've had an opportunity to witness many great performances. Mm. What is the most spectacular performance you've seen in your experience around the folk arena?
Oh, wow.
Arena.
Well, I'm just there have been so many. Bruce Coburn. I saw Tom Rush at my high school gym when I was like 12 or 11 or 12 in Needham. That was mind-blowing. I would say recently it would have to be Garnet Rogers and Archie Fisher on their tour that ended, I think, at the end of October. And I saw them twice this time around. And they are just so good. And they tell jokes that I've heard many, many times. But every time they tell them again, they are completely hysterical. They're just as good as it gets for me. And then they also played together. Garnet played flute this time around, fiddle, and I think they ended with Make and Break Harbor, and then into Final Trawl. I mean, just fabulous songs, fabulous singers, good writing. At the Woods Hole show, it was standing room only. Must have been, 100 people, and standing room only even after intermission. I mean, that's – for recent shows, I would have to say that one really stands out for me.
Do you have an iPod?
My wife has an iPod.
I just wondered, what you're listening to right now. Do you have a CD player or a playlist that is going on right now that you just can't seem to change?
Mary Gauthier. Mm-hmm. Mary Gauthier,
well,
who was another
nice
fabulous
say, yeah.
writer, and actually, and I I haven't done this for a while. Mary has gifted me permission to record "O My Soul," "O Soul," which is just fabulous. But her new CD, "Rosary Rifles and Rosary Beads," we've got two copies. One lives in my car. One lives in my wife's car. So I would say, I'm listening mostly to Mary, and then I listen to classical music as well a lot of times. But yeah, right now Mary. And I think she's the one that's in my car right now.
If you were to do a radio show, what would your playlist look like to start?
Ooh, well, Mary would be on there. I would say, in for Massachusetts people, Lori McKenna certainly. Those two are real standouts. I would say certainly very Canadian influence. I would be playing Leonard. I would be playing Garnet and Stan, Ian and Sylvia. I mean, as I tell people when they ask me who were your influences, I say, well, essentially everybody in the movie The Last Waltz, and then a few others like Garnet and Stan, Fred Neil, and folks like that. So, yeah, I like narrative songs by and large, not always, but narrative songs and really deep poetry, better than I'm able to write myself. So, and I've been working a little bit with a poet in Quincy named Bill Thibodeau on some songs as well. So, but yeah, I'm a little lacking in that department.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Can you play one last tune for us, Chris?
Sure.
Boy, I feel like the time's really flown.
Let me try a Bill song, actually. This is one that one of Bill's poems that I have set to music, and it's called I think the long title for it is "Have I Missed Your Birthday Again." When I'm talking with Bill, I just refer to it as "Your Birthday." So here goes. But this is the words and poetry of Bill Thibodeau. I don't know where the miles have gone, where the hours risen and lain. These beds of earth that I've rested upon have been washed like sheets in summer rain. I pray for strength through rustled snow, while leaves of autumn color my brain. As days turn to seasons, I need to know, have I missed your birthday again? Did you pour yourself a tall glass of wine, turn to the window and whisper a name? It'll be all right if it's all in my head. Have I missed your birthday again? Hear you warm and safe on your bed, a hand to cling to as darkness wanes. Yet do you wonder why the moon turns red, why the wind sounds familiar like a passing train? See the glow of a vagrant's fire that warms my cup with its low blue flame. Does your home fire heat match my world desire? Have I missed your birthday again? Did you pour yourself a tall glass of wine, turn to the window and whisper a name? It'll be all right if it's all in my head. Have I missed?
Did you pour yourself another glass of wine? Turn to the window and whisper a name. You've had your life to live and I've had mine. Have I missed your birthday? Have I missed your birthday? Have I missed your birthday again?
Chris Pehud doing a Bill Thibodeau poem
Yes. That
Chris has adapted to music. Thank you so much for stopping by the Folk Show, Chris.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
I hope you'll come back again.
I hope so, too. Thank you.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Does your mystery machine leave you stranded at the worst possible times?
I think we're in trouble already. Look! Haunted mansion.
If you're terrified by the thought of putting more money into your unreliable vehicle, why not donate it to NHBR and transform it into the programs you love, like All Things Considered and The Exchange, and podcasts like Bear Brook. We'll take care of the paperwork and we'll even tow it away for free. Donate your vehicle today at nhpr.org/cardonation.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Tufts Health Freedom Plan and Northeast Delta Dental, a partnership created for better oral and overall health right here in New Hampshire. More at teeth2toes.com. This is NHPR.